Good morning. It's quarter after 7, WGIL's Galesburg Live. Welcome to a 21st of January. I'm Jim Lee, and joined in our first hour by Knox County Farm Bureau, well, former president, and now Illinois Farm Bureau Vice President, David Erickson, who stops by to talk a little agriculture with us on this day where the Knox County Farm Bureau is having their annual meeting going on out at Lake Story a little bit later this morning. That started in the 9 o'clock hour. David, thanks for getting up and out early ahead of the meeting and joining us here. Good morning.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
You have had a whirlwind since you were elected the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, and that includes the meeting that you just had out in Phoenix. I guess, first of all, just kind of catch up with you personally. You're able to see home once in a while still, I hope.
Every once in a while. Meeting season definitely is in full swing. December, not quite as bad, but January, February, March, pretty busy with meetings both in and out of state, but still keeping that farming operation going and rely on a good employee to help us do that as well. Of course, Nancy's still there at home, and she keeps the ship running too, so it all works out.
Mm-hmm. Still profitable. The soybeans are doing pretty well. Corn could be better, but all in all, I think it's holding its own, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, Jim, again, this part of the state's been fortunate. We've had good crops over the last few years, and although prices are lower, it makes us be more conscious of our marketing programs, and if we do that, there's still some profit to be made there in the business. So obviously we look for it as an opportunity to retool our skills as managers, and hopefully we improve. And I think it provides some opportunities for some young people in agriculture when prices aren't quite so high, get them a chance to get a foothold.
We've got some new direction in agriculture, perhaps, a new ag secretary. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But first of all, talk a little bit about your role as the Illinois Farm Bureau Vice President. Any surprises in that role since you've taken office there, David?
I think I had a pretty good handle on what the responsibilities were, but I didn't have probably as great an appreciation for the total number of meetings where you actually sit in for days at a time. So that's been an adjustment. But, as vice president, a couple of your key responsibilities are I'm in charge and chair our resolutions committee on an annual basis, which is how we set policy. I've always been interested in policy development and organizations. For me, it's a natural fit. Really enjoy doing that, working with county presidents and in that resolutions committee annually. And then I also serve as chair of our finance committee, so I work closely with our budgets in the organization as well. So those are a couple of the key things, and then serve as needed when the president needs me to fill in places.
That president, Rich Giebert, had you and Rich known each other for a while before you've taken over? Has this been a relationship that's developed for you?
No, it's a relationship that's developed. I mean, I knew who Rich was. Obviously, he was the vice president for 10 years, but didn't know him personally, I would say. But I've had the opportunity to get to know him and develop a work relationship as well.
You're coming off of the annual meeting out in Phoenix, and now you're looking at a couple of months here before we get back into farming time. Are you pretty well spoken for at some point every week in this role?
There's plenty of things to do, that's for sure. The advantage, I think, of getting people together at AFBF is we get an opportunity to look at a broader view. We bring Illinois' take on some issues to that American Farm Bureau Federation convention. When we get together to develop policy, just like we do in Illinois, we bring an Illinois slant to it, but we also know that we're developing policy for all of our members in the United States. So it's interesting to get a part of that, and it's always interesting to see how much influence we can have with Illinois policy on AFBF policy.
Sure. We're talking with David Erickson here on WGIL, Galesburg Live at 7:20 on your Saturday morning. And the big talk in agriculture this week, David, was there's a new agriculture secretary. His name is Sonny Perdue out of Georgia. You probably haven't had a chance to learn a lot about him. Your initial thoughts on the selection by President Trump?
Well, I think that he does check off a few boxes that I think that agriculture was interested in, and that is he has a working knowledge and understanding of what agriculture is. He's a veterinarian by training. His family's involved in agriculture. He was a governor, obviously, of a state, Georgia, that has a significant amount of agriculture as a part of their state industry. So I think he's also someone that, as I understand, that is supportive of trade and understands the importance of trade and agriculture. And, of course, that's very important to agriculture here in the U.S. And Illinois specifically. So I think it's going to be a chance for us to get to know someone who knows the basics about agriculture and has can get a good handle on issues, but to help him develop policy that is more specific that may lead for better chances for agriculture in the U.S. and around the world.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you always like to have somebody that's in your backyard maybe doing that, but he's in Georgia, and I know Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa expressed some concerns about will Midwest agriculture get a seat at the table. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we have to be vigilant, if you will, to make sure that he understands the full breadth and width of U.S. agriculture. You know, any time you feel like you've been looked over, as it were, from the ag secretary sort of scenario. Maybe we've been a bit spoiled. We've had Secretary Vilsack for 8 years, who understood quite well Midwest agriculture and was a strong proponent for things like ethanol and livestock production and trade as well. But I think Secretary Perdue will be someone who has our best interests at heart, and we'll just have to, you know, make sure that he has a full understanding of agriculture here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I was really impressed with some of Ag Secretary Vilsack's remarks as he left office, talking about the need for especially people on the coasts and elsewhere to appreciate what's done for them in terms of food production in the Midwest. Did you feel like Vilsack did a pretty good job?
I do. I mean, I think much of agriculture did. I think we've been fortunate. We've had many good secretaries of agriculture, and Secretary Vilsack was certainly one who brought a greater understanding to a further reach than just the Midwest. Again, he understood how it was so critical to the economy in the central part of the country, and he tried to deliver that message not only in D.C., but whenever he traveled. And he probably was as well-traveled domestically. I'm not sure about internationally, but probably as well-traveled domestically as any secretary has been. You saw him at AFBF. You saw him at Commodity Classic. You saw him a lot of places.
Another guy that you've seen a lot of in the last year is named Zippy Duvall. He's from Texas. He's the American Farm Bureau Federation president. He had the address there at your meeting in Phoenix. Your thoughts on Zippy's job here in the last year?
Yeah, Zippy's actually, he's from Georgia as well.
So
actually, yeah, he shares that in common with our Secretary of Agriculture. But Zippy's just coming off his first year as AFBF president, and you know, was very enthusiastic for the job. He has done, I think, an exemplary job of reaching out to state farm bureaus and trying to get to know them. He's visited 33 states in his first year in office, which sounds almost unbelievable. But he's very energetic about getting the job done. And again, it's going to be incumbent on us to make sure he understands the intricate issues we have in Illinois. Transportation, you know, from a river standpoint, is something that he was very interested in when he was in Illinois. And obviously the important role that ethanol and the livestock industry play here. He is he's actually a dairy farmer who no longer dairies, but that's what he did. So he has an understanding of livestock agriculture, but we need to, you know, keep him out and move in as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess I was thinking of Bob Stallman, who was from Texas.
Yes, that's correct.
Helm for many years, and those are pretty big shoes to fill, aren't they?
They are. You know, you commit your full time when you're AFBF president and move your life to Washington, D.C. That's where the offices are. And it's a huge commitment that we ask them to do on our behalf. And I'm just glad people are willing to step forward to do it, quite frankly.
Yeah. It's a 725 WGIL and Galesburg Live. Coming up a little bit later this morning, we'll be talking with Ray Deffenbaugh, the president of Big River Resources, and he'll be the featured speaker at this morning's Knox County Farm Bureau meeting. That gets started out at Lake Story. They'll check in at 9:30, business meeting at 10, and then Ray speaks at 11. They'll have the auction and the buffet afterwards. And David, you've been to a few of these over the years, I think.
I have. We get a great turnout. You know, as I travel the state of Illinois, I guess, you know, you always always proud of where you came from, but we have a very good involvement of here in Knox County, not only in our annual meeting, but so many activities, as you're aware of, Jim. And we're just very proud of what's going on there. Caitlin Schnowski, the current Farm Bureau manager, is doing a great job there. Grant Strum, just another outstanding president there that we've had, I think the luxury of having many people willing to do that job. I'm looking forward to it again.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the AFBF annual meeting in Phoenix. This was just a couple of weeks ago. The theme was Unite, and I guess my thought was, do you feel like there was really good progress made in that direction towards that unification theme, David?
Well, Jim, I think that part of the focus on the policy session was beginning to get a general parameter set for Farm Bill discussion. Current Farm Bill ends in 2018, so you begin to make a preliminary decisions or begin to plan about what direction an organization is going to take in that policy development. I do think that we did a pretty good job of addressing a broader range of views on that. Certainly from Illinois, we saw crop insurance as a top priority. It's still identified there. You get further south in the country, and commodity programs tend to be more important to cotton and rice and those sorts of things. So it is a melding of people's ideas into a policy that hopefully we can all support.
Yeah, I think when you talk about Unite, it can be within the Farm Bureau, the individual states, and like you say, the different interests there are within that. Or I guess it could be agriculture as a whole. You don't want to have Farm Bureau going to Washington saying this and then have the corn growers saying this, and all of the different groups need to be, as much as they can, a unified message, I guess.
Certainly President Duvall's gotten the message that we want AFBF to be a part of policy setting, not just the Farm Bill, but overall ag policy in the United States. And that means you need to engage other groups as well, both traditional ag partners, as I refer to them, but also people of interest that on issues that involve an industry they're involved in that also affects agriculture. So we need to be more inclusive in how we do it, and I think we're off to a pretty decent start.
Yeah, I remember when I first started in this job a number of years ago, and AJ and Jeannie Harlan would come in and talk about the cattle, and AJ, they would go out to the meeting in Denver, and he'd come back scratching his head and say, just within the cattle industry, how difficult it could be to just get things moving forward. You think, well, everybody's producing cattle, but it's so different in so many different areas, I guess.
It is. What's that old adage? When you've met one farmer, you've met one farmer. They're pretty hard to classify as a complete and unified, cohesive set. That's why I think the dialogue's very important. If you're not got on this ongoing dialogue, communication among groups, then you can kind of drift away at the important times, and we certainly don't want to do that.
All right, just about time to get a news update. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the awards that the Knox County Group was able to bring back from Phoenix, also a bunch of policy issues that are on the table right now, a new farm bill being talked about, and so we'll address all that and more as we continue our discussion with Knox County's David Erickson, the Vice President of the Illinois Farm Bureau, at 729 on Galesburg Live.